Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
You call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today on a great Thursday afternoon is BBB, Beautiful Big Shot.
What's up?
What's going on? And it's our intern, Stefan. He's here again.
I don't like this intern stuff because, you know.
You are an intern.
I don't think I am. I've been here enough times.
Have you? You've been here twice.
Yeah, like in the last month.
Three times maybe overall.
It's been 10, so I'm just letting you know.
Do you have another question for sports today or anything?
Not really. I think that's all that's in the world of sports today.
I have a question for you.
You've been doing this
Panthers call-in show.
Yeah.
What's the craziest question you've had yet?
Craziest question?
What's the craziest question you've had at the Panthers game?
Who?
After the Panthers game.
Why are the Panthers so bad is the craziest question. No.
Really?
No.
You suck.
Craziest question would probably be, I can't remember the full detail of it, but it was... A guy was asking if they could win in overtime from it was either a safety or a kick or something of where it was 9 points, and he said, could they win from 9 points in an overtime? Something like that. They were not if they were to go into overtime, I was like, I don't think that's possible, but
9 point lead? No, there's no way to score nine
no
points.
We were talking about the 9 point play last year before the season.
Yeah,
they were talking about moving.
I don't know why people think
you
that see, that's
I would
a
be
thing, though.
I would be okay if they kick the field goal and yeah. bounce off the upright and you get them 3 points for kicking up the upright.
No,
because you know how hard it is to kick the middle of the post?
I thought we said that if you could go for 9 points, you have to make the initial extra point, and then you have to make a 2-point conversion from, like, the 5-yard line, the 6-yard line, or something.
But, yeah, nine points.
Yeah. I don't know. Why is that such a big thing? Like, I know you can't – in overtime, it's just whoever scores first, right? It's whoever gets a touchdown first.
In overtime, rules now are different.
Oh.
No, if you get the ball first and you score a touchdown,
then
you win the game.
You win the game.
Okay, that makes sense.
But if you kick a field goal, the other team gets a chance to win the game.
I would like to see college overtime in the pros.
Put it
on the 25-yard line. Let them score it out. After the first rounds, if we don't have a winner, y'all got to go for two every time you score.
I disagree because here's why. Because if you change – college is a little bit different because you only got 53 guys, and it's already such a physical game. Yeah. I can't imagine them doing 25-yard line back and forth. I would almost rather see like a 7-on-7 drill where, you know, a touchdown challenge. You know, the first one to complete 3 touchdown catches wins the game. I don't know, just something different other than – because – I love the college rule for college, not for NFL, because I don't think it's as good. Maybe they should allow the other team, if they score a touchdown, to have a chance to score.
Yeah.
Maybe that will help. You know, because, yeah. I mean, either they don't score a touchdown, but they have to score a touchdown. They can't kick a field goal. So the next possession after the team scores a touchdown, you have to score a touchdown to tie the game or you lose.
Okay.
You know, it kind of like sudden death. But it won't take the whole game to do that. That's my only problem with the 25-yard line going back and forth. All right, well, that's your question.
No, okay. That makes perfect sense.
The game is already long enough. Let's, right.
Yeah,
let's
but people want it longer. Though.
I don't want 5 hours of the NFL.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. If you did make overtime 10 minutes instead of 15, you know, or 5 minutes. Make it 5 minutes, and you get basically one chance on each side to have the ball. Then yeah. That way you don't have a whole another 3 hours or 2 hour football game. You know, you got mm-hmm. 1 5-minute quarter.
Like last week, it was a game that ended up going to like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And when it switched over to the other game was already damn near at halftime.
Yep. Yep.
And that's like, I didn't even want to see this first bogus game that right. ended up with going into overtime.
And you had to watch it.
I had to watch it anyway because it was on the station.
That's what I'm saying, though. Maybe they could do 5 minutes. That way the offenses don't try to have a big, long drive or anything. They try to score as quick as they can and maybe start it at the 50-yard line. When you kick the ball, get at overtime, you get the ball at the 50.
Or maybe a continuous running clock until you get into the last 2 minutes of each quarter.
Right.
I don't know.
Something. Oh, wow.
That would help speed the court game up.
Let's go into this week's Joseph Randall's Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall BSS Carolinas Dummy of the Week. Well, you don't like Joseph Randall Dummies of the Week?
No, I don't like the door. It's too... First off, that door sounds horrible. They need to fix that door.
Should it be the old, like, old time
door? Yeah, it should be like the old time door. Like,
let's
be realistic here.
Is that a dummy door?
Yeah, that's a dummy
door.
That's
a dummy door. All right. Do you have any dummies of the week this week?
Lance Stephenson, how you go from being a potential all star to not even being in the league right now after you blew in LeBron James' ear? What is going on, man? Did you fall off that far? Was it the water in Charlotte when you came down here? Because you just lost your way. I don't know what's going on with that fool. So he gets one.
All right. You got any other ones?
No.
That's it?
That's it.
Greg Hardy. Welcome back. He's indicted on felony possession of cocaine. Oh, faces up to 2 years in prison if convicted.
Idiot. I thought he was trying to be a mixed martial artist. Art Fire, are you trying to get in the octagon high on cocaine? Did John Jones tell you that would work? Because he's a dummy, too. Let's add John Jones, because he was just suspended for 2 years.
Yep.
Thank you, UFC. Thank you for mentioning it, Greg Hardy. Idiots. Do y'all not remember what happened to Lynn Bias?
Yep.
Come on.
The next thing I have, Cowboys defense end David Irving and Browns center Cam Irving ejected 3 minutes into the game on Sunday. I start watching the game, and all I know, all of a sudden, the offensive guy and the defensive lineman get ejected for a little brawl already. I was like, really? You're 3 minutes into the game?
And from when I read it, they said they were throwing punches. Do you not understand how hard them damn NFL helmets are? And you are out there throwing punches at helmets with your hands? What? I don't get it. I don't get it. Let me just break my hand on top of everything else while I'm at it.
Yep. My next dummy is from Kent State University, of Dolph Ziggler.
The Golden Flash?
Yep. The Kent State University or safety. Falcons or something yep. Like that. No, it's the Golden Flash. Nate Holly faces kidnapping charges.
What?
Yes. Arrested Holly.
You said Nate Conley?
Nate Holly. Not Nate Conley. No. Nate Holly. On Friday, as he posted bond, was given a court date Monday. He leads the nations in solo tackles. We are aware of the situation and will take this matter very seriously. The charge stems from an alleged incident that occurred last week in Ohio. And the female has not been identified yet, but he was a first-team All-MAC safety in his sophomore and junior years. And he was he's a senior at Kent State. So,
I mean, come on, what?
Dummy, what? dummy.
Yeah.
I tell you.
The next one I have.
Man, that's a lot of dummies on your list.
I got two more. Oh, and this one's right near the top. This might be the dummy of the year. I mean, when we do our end of year show, which will be coming up in January, because we'll do it the first week of January for all sports. Our dummy of the year may be the Pittsburgh Steelers kicker. he executed the worst onside kick in attempt in NFL history.
I saw that kick.
Chris Boswell. He went to kick it behind, like you do in soccer, and he kicked the football and kicked with his left foot to his right foot. Or his right foot to his
yeah,
left.
Yeah, he tried to put it behind his leg and tried to kick it. I mean, he did it in college.
Yep.
And it was successful. That's why he tried it again, but he just whiffed.
That was a great.
And the referees were so confused. They didn't. They was like, what are we supposed to call here? Is it offside? Is it a re-kick? Or is they didn't know what to do.
Yeah, because they've never seen it.
So wow. It was pretty hilarious.
That's funny.
But that was a good one. This one is another one that we talked about before the show. There is a kid at FIU that got boiling hot water. Jonah Smith, the tight end, premier offensive player over his four seasons, ended on a Halloween when his girlfriend doused him with boiling water. According to the arrest, Smith suffered severe burns on his head, neck, back, and shoulder. And
ouch.
Who his pregnant girlfriend did it.
He did something.
You know what the affidavit said he did? Why she threw boiling water on him?
What?
Because he wasn't paying her enough attention. He wasn't paying her enough attention, guys. When you get your girl pregnant, you better make sure you wait on her hand and foot. Because if not, she might throw a pot of boiling hot water on your ass.
Listen, the message here is
I think there's a couple messages here I want to share because I'm a married man. First of all, hot water, keep away from a pregnant wife or girlfriend. Any knives, please keep knives away from your pregnant wife or girlfriend. Your cell phone. Delete any girl's number you have. Just delete it. You don't need it anymore. I'm just saying, because when you're married, it doesn't matter if it's great aunt down the street that you ain't seen in 10 years. Delete it.
Who is this hoe?
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead and delete it. Trust me. But that's just some friendly reminders. Those are some helpful hints from yours truly to keep your woman happy. Just saying.
And I mean, come on, this is college. I know y'all maybe feel like 21, you had some problems. 22.
I've never had this issue. You know.
But I mean, maybe contraception, maybe condoms. I know it feels great going in without the hat on. But hey,
what are you doing? Is sex ed?
We got to educate the youth. Millennials.
I got to ask a question too. So you know, do you think he goes into the living room when she's getting ready to have the baby? I
wouldn't go.
She could be like, this is all your fault. Give me that scalpel. She's going to try to stab him.
Listen, what is that girl thinking?
I wouldn't want to be the doctor in the room.
It takes a couple minutes for the water to get to that boiling hot point. Waiting for the water. Something in her brain.
You know what it was?
Say, you know what? Maybe I need to not do this.
No. I tell you what it was. She was trying to boil some eggs, and she finally was like, you know what? She probably was like, I ain't got no eggs, so screw it. I'll just take the water.
That damn fool didn't buy them eggs. I told him to buy last night.
He didn't buy my eggs.
Boosh, wake up!
I guarantee you,
where's my
happened.
Eggs?
Now I just want you both to know. This is what you've thought of here.
Yeah, I think it was a good reason.
I think
it was
that
eggs.
She did it because she didn't have any eggs.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what happened?
She's a pregnant woman. She needs food.
Or she saw some hoe's phone number in his phone. who this hoe?
I think that's deliberate.
I think she ran out of food. I think she ran out of eggs.
She was having one of those cravings.
She said, hey, you're not spending enough time with me. So he goes and plays his video game. He's probably playing Mafia 3. Anyway, he goes and plays it, all right?
Call of Duty.
You know, maybe Call of Duty. But probably Mafia 3 or Madden. You know, he's probably playing 1 to 2. Anyway, you know, while he's in there playing, she's like, where's my eggs at? He didn't hear what she said. She was like, all right, you ain't hear what I said. I ain't got no eggs. I'll bring you the hot water now.
He's like, what'd you say, baby? Yeah, you got nice legs.
Yeah.
And then she burned them.
She burned him.
She
moral of the story.
Do you think
folks,
they stay together?
Yeah, I do.
How do you go back to a woman or a girl that spilt hot boiling water?
It's easy.
On your
She'll
head?
Be like, "Baby, I forgive you."
No, hell no, heck no.
She owes him. Like she needs to let him dump some boiling hot water on her to make it even.
Just because it's his child, he's gonna go back.
He's got to go back.
He's gonna go back.
I mean, no.
He's going to go back, man.
He does not.
He can't just leave her. Come on.
No, he doesn't have to be with her to be a good father to that child.
No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying he's going to go back. He will be there in that delivery room. You watch.
I have some advice for you. If you do go back, bring her some eggs. Just saying. Bring her some eggs, all right? I'll tell you. Bring her some eggs. Take her some peanut butter while you're at it, too. Peanut butter, eggs, bananas, you know, stuff that she will be okay.
Pickles, but chocolate.
I don't know if I could do it.
Take her a restraining order and file for full custody because she ain't right.
Yeah. I was getting ready to say, this girl is off the chain. You might want to be careful.
Oh, is she off the chain, huh?
Boiling hot water, man.
She ain't right, man.
I would. Next time you go to sleep, take the knives away. I'm telling you. Hide the knives.
Hide kids.
If you got a gun, get rid of it. Because I'm telling you, you might not want to go to sleep beside that girl.
Oh, God.
Anyway, that's funny. All right, moving right on. Let's get back into the NFL action. What?
Oh, that's it? No more dummies of the week, huh?
No, I'm done. You got a dummy you want to add?
I actually do.
Do you? Go ahead and add.
It has to do with wrestling, but I'm going to go ahead and bring it out now.
Bring them out.
Thank you, SmackDown Live. You're the dummy of the week this week.
I agree with you.
For giving Shane McMahon the spot in the last, as the last spot for the Survivor Series team.
That's a good one.
No Apollo Crews, no one else. Thanks,
who
SmackDown
did they replace?
Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin, because he was injured. So
supposedly. By the way, give him a dummy of the week for the way he fell. Because
give
he was on the
still
apron.
A dummy of the week.
No, he was on the apron and he slipped.
He slipped.
That was the best way you could have him injured, by slipping. I mean, at least have him get beat up by somebody, but no, he slipped.
Hey, he's a big guy. When they fall, they hurt themselves.
He falls hard.
Yeah. Anyway, you got any more?
No, that's it. That's all I had.
Getting back, we went from one dummy in Florida back to another dummy in Florida.
Oh, God.
The Miami Dolphins are playing at the San Diego Chargers. Who wins?
The San Diego Superchargers. They are playing good ball. Joey Bosa has made a huge impact on that team. Not only the defense, the team. They are playing with a different confidence. The defense is playing with a different confidence. And Melvin Gordon Jr. Hello. Welcome to the NFL, buddy.
By the way, my fantasy player of the week last week.
What'd he have? 196 and 3 TDs?
267 total.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Like, why? I drafted him 1 year too soon.
I drafted him in 3 or 4 of my leagues this year. He's paid dividend. So you going with Chargers? I'll go with Chargers as well. 49ers at Arizona.
Come on, really?
Don't even ask. All right. Arizona plays another bad team. They should win. The Seahawks at the Patriots on Sunday night.
I don't pick against – there's a couple things I don't do, and one of them is pick against New England on a Sunday night.
Really?
Yes. They are usually money in primetime games.
This should be a hell of a game because you'll have a healthy Gronk against a healthy Jimmy Graham. By the way, look at the game he had last week. He had 2 catches with one hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was being pass interfered on both.
He was pass interfered on both. and made one-handed touchdowns. He had 8 catches, 8 targets. He caught everything they threw his way. So the man looks like he's coming along, and it's going to be a huge game. I'll go to Patriots because I can't go against the devil. The devil I
can't,
know.
Can't go against the devil, huh?
The devil I know. No, I will not. And it's a good week for the Patriots. Trump won. The Patriots will win. So I'm going to go with it.
Running with the devil.
And if you look at the Patriots logo, he kind of looks like Trump with the hair. It seriously does. The logo for the Patriots. Tell me they don't look like
No, it
hair.
Does not look like
Look
no,
at his hair.
No.
No.
Oh, you could do it.
Massachusetts was definitely a blue state. They were not happy. Yeah,
the next game that, you know, I'm going to be watching definitely, the Cowboys at the Steelers. Who's the X factor? Who wins?
Whew. For the Cowboys, the X factor is Dak Prescott. He has to make enough plays to beat Ben Roethlisberger because their offense is going to score points. There's no question in my mind. They're going to get close to 30. So the Cowboys are going to have to respond in kind with close to 30. For Pittsburgh, it's Le'Veon Bell. He has not scored since he's been back.
They're not running the ball.
They're not running the ball. He doesn't look.
Is Pouncey healthy?
No, Pouncey's not healthy, but Bell doesn't look healthy. Like, there's something wrong. He does not look right. He does not look as explosive as he looked 2 years ago.
You know what it is? He ain't been hanging out with LeGarrette Blount.
I guess not. He ain't getting enough of his weekly weed needs taken care of, so he's not performing at a high level.
So who are you going with?
Wow.
This is a tough one. 67% of NFL.com users are picking the Cowboys, which scares me.
They are believing in that run game, and the Steelers have not looked sharp at all. Pittsburgh, 2.5-point favorite. Cowboys got to lose sometime, man. I think this is the week. Pittsburgh bounces back at home after a tough loss in Baltimore last week. But in a high-scoring close game, like 31-28.
This is going to be a shootout. I'm going to say 35-32. And I think we win because I think we'll be able to run the ball better. Jason Witten. The big thing about my team right now is different people each week. Most of the season up to last week, it was Cole Beasley. He's having a monster year. The week against the Eagles, it was Dez. Last week, it was Jason because Witten had 2 touchdowns and 100 and something. I mean, we were playing the Browns, but still. You know, each week is a different person. But the one constant has been Zeke. You know, 90, 100 yards has looked great. I don't think anybody on Pittsburgh is going to be able to stop him. It's going to be a shootout, like you said, but I'm going to the Cowboys to win. I think the win streak keeps going. The Steelers aren't healthy. Look at Ben. They look so bad against a bad Ravens team last week. The Monday night game is the Bengals at the Giants.
I like the New York football Giants. They've won, 2-3 in a row now?
Yep.
And I think they'll win Monday night because Cincinnati's defense is pretty bad. Eli should have another pretty good game. The line is even. Like, it's just a straight pick'em game. Straight pick'em game. Well, I'll take the Giants at home.
I am going to go with the Bengals, and here's why. A.J. Green on Monday night game against a bad secondary in New York. They got their rookie safeties out, Darian Thompson. But they still got Collins. A.J. Green and Beckham each are going to have over 150 yards receiving at least and probably 1 touchdown apiece. But I think the Bengals win this game and they get back to 500 and in control of this division a little bit more. So there you go. That's all our picks for Sunday's games. Don't forget, you can go NFL.com and see how you do against us. Just go to BSS Carolina's group, and you can see how you do against us for all those games. Let's go into a segment I'm bringing back this week called Cash Money.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money.
Welcome. All right, it's back to Cash Money because it's the we're going into winter, so I figure we'll go Cash Money. We're getting into that time of season. Do you have any?
Steph Curry set the NBA record the other night for threes made in the game. Made 13 threes against the Pelicans. The game after he lost his consecutive made threes per game streak at ended at 157, of course. I mean, and if Golden State's going to win big, this is the formula. We need Steph Curry to do his thing because the crowd feeds off his energy when he's scoring the ball. His team feeds off his energy when he's scoring the ball. Not Kevin Durant. He's not going to take y'all over the hump. He is the player that came to Golden State to fit in. So just let him fit in as a third or fourth fiddle. Let's go, Steph Curry. Let me get a shout out to my little cousin, Maurice Robertson. He got an opportunity to sing the national anthem pregame before the Clippers at the Staples Center the other night.
Cool.
It was huge. He killed it. Army vet, just retired out the Army. And now there's talks of him doing the national anthem for USC as well. So keep doing it. You can follow him on Facebook. He's under Maurice Alfaricio if you're looking for him. Let's go, cuz.
What?
Nothing. I don't know what to think of that. Okay.
All right. Do you have any?
Nope.
All right. You just had dummy, nobody player of the week.
Nah.
All right. I've got a couple. Lakers, excuse me, upset the Warriors 117-97 on Friday night. Lakers looked strong the whole game. Dude, that was an embarrassing loss the way they beat the Warriors.
The Lakers got some young, good talent with a couple quality veterans.
What did they have this year?
Nick Young's playing defense. I mean,
who's new this year for the Lakers?
Lakers?
Yeah.
Luol Deng came over. Timothy Mozgov came over. They picked up
Brandon Ingram.
Brandon Ingram in the draft. Julius Randle came back in great shape. He's playing really well.
Yep.
D'Angelo Russell has found his swagger again. He's playing pretty good for them. Jordan Clarkson coming off the bench is a good
player.
They
might be a good team this year.
They'll be a surprise.
They might have a chance to fight for the eighth playoff spot.
I can see seventh or eighth.
Kobe's going to come back for that
no,
one.
No, he's not. No, the best thing for that franchise is him not playing this year. Minnesota Wild beat the Montreal Canadiens on Friday 10-0.
In a hockey game?
In a hockey game.
They scored 10?
They scored 10.
The L.A. Rams scored 10 last week.
Yeah. There's a hockey team that's NHL scored 10. The Rams couldn't score but 10. Nikita Kucherov, Corey Crawford, and Kevin Hayes named three stars of the week NHL. Dak Prescott, we got to give you some love, man.
Super Dak.
Surpassed Troy Aikman for the most touchdowns by a Cowboys rookie quarterback. First rookie in NFL history to have six starts with a quarterback rating of 100-plus in his team's first eight games. Mississippi State upsets Texas A&M 35-28. Cubs Parade ranks as the seventh largest gathering in human history.
What's up? How many people?
Five million people? 5 million people.
Crowding the streets of Michigan Avenue?
The only things that were bigger were missions to Africa. Like, there's a death. There's a couple of deaths and other things in there.
Uh-huh.
But the seventh largest.
Crazy.
In history of mankind. That is crazy. That's
no
bigger
more lovable
than
the losers in Chicago.
That's bigger than the was it the Million Man March? Well,
it was bigger than the Cavaliers gathering of like 2.5 million people.
Oh, I figured it'd be bigger than that, but wow, 5.5 million people.
That many people didn't turn out to vote.
No. Charlotte Hornets, we gotta give you love. 6-1 tied with the Cats for the best record in the East. In case you didn't see, Hornets fan was on SportsCenter Monday for dancing. Did y'all see it?
I didn't see it.
I'll show you after the show.
I saw the Golden State Warriors fan, the older lady. She was getting it.
But he was on the camera during Monday night's game, against Indiana.
Uh-huh.
Actually, the players stood up and gave him a round of applause after he got done dancing because it was so good.
He was getting down.
And then the Rockets beat the Spurs last night, 101-99. James Harden, 35. 13-8.
I told y'all about the Rockets. They don't play no defense, but if you want to see some scoring, go watch Houston. They're going to put up them points.
They got your scoring down.
Oh, let's give LeBron James some love, too. Broke the top 10 of scoring all time. Just passed Hakeem Olajuwon.
Woo. Good. Well, that's a big deal.
That's huge.
That's a big deal. He should. He's been playing for 20 years. dude, if you play for 30, that's like Barlow to Cologne should have 300 wins by now. He's 44.
Some people aren't blessed with all the talents to score all those points.
No, I know. Games coming up this week in the NBA. You got Thursday, tonight, you got the Bulls at Heat. Dwayne Wade goes back to Miami.
That sounds like fun.
First game back. Yeah. The Warriors at the Nuggets. Hey, Denver's playing pretty good.
Denver usually beats Golden State when they go down there.
Friday night, you got the Cavs at the Wizards, the Knicks at the Celtics, and the Clippers at the Thunder. That's a huge game you probably want to check out. The Clippers are 7-1, best record in the NBA. The Cavs are 6-1. Saturday night, you got Celtics and Pacers, Wizards and Bulls. Sunday, you got the Lakers at Timberwolves. Monday, you got the Thunder at the Pistons. Tuesday, you got the Raptors at Cavs, Bulls at Blazers. Wednesday, you got the Cavs at Pacers, Rockets at Thunder, huge game, and the Warriors at the Raptors. So there's your NBA games coming up this week. Last week's game, I want to talk to Easy about it today. Last week's NCAA football game, the big game of the weekend was number one Alabama against 13 LSU. It was 10-0 Alabama.
If you want to call that again. But what do we expect from Alabama and LSU but a low-scoring defensive struggle? Alabama just had a more talented player at their quarterback position than LSU has. And his legs came through late in the game when LSU's defense was gassed.
Should Ed Orgeron keep his job at LSU?
I think he's done a stand-up job. I don't know if he can recruit. And I don't know which way the alum are leaning. So more than likely he won't keep the job. But he's done a stand-up job for the situation he was put in.
If they would have scored more than 0 points, if they would have scored some point, some offense, and they didn't, they nothing. I know you're playing Alabama, but that's the problem with this LSU team. There's been no offensive growth. That's the reason Les Miles got fired.
And that's all on Les Miles, and that's all on Cam Cameron, his OC.
Right, but Ed is there now, and he's got to figure out some way to get something going.
Yeah, get Les Miles' whack quarterbacks that he brings into this program.
I think they should have made the switch at quarterback and at least go to a more athletic guy to play. Then
who, Harris? That guy has no confidence.
Jefferson,
him.
Right? Yeah,
Jefferson I would. Ain't there no one else for years ago.
I would have played him over. I mean, it's just the guy had no confidence, and he's not that good of a thrower.
He sucks too.
You can be Zach Meckenberger and beat Alabama, but they don't have that type of quarterback. I don't think he should keep the job because they haven't. Listen, they played some bad teams before. Let's see how they do this weekend. Because this weekend they have they're at Arkansas, number 25 Arkansas. Some other football news, college football news. Fresno State hired Jeff Tedford as new head coach. He last coached at Cal. He was Aaron Rodgers' coach. Let's see how he does. The playoff rankings are out. Bama's number one, Clemson number two, Michigan three, Washington four, Ohio State five, Louisville six. Did they do it right?
They got it right. They didn't crap on UW this week. They could have crapped on them and put Ohio State at four, but they did UW right this week. I think it's fine. And Louisville's only quality win is Florida State.
Yeah, because Notre Dame don't. Yeah.
Beating Houston in a couple weeks means nothing because Houston's already lost twice to insignificant teams.
SMU and Navy.
And then Louisville hasn't looked good against some lesser teams. Home against Duke on a Thursday night, they looked pitiful. A couple weeks ago at UVA, they won, but they didn't blow UVA out. They struggled against UVA. And these aren't good teams. So they got it right.
I think Louisville will be fine, especially if Ohio State loses to Michigan.
They need Michigan to lose. They need UW to lose.
Yeah.
They need those teams to lose.
Games this week, tonight, Thursday night, you got number 17 UNC at Duke.
That should be fun. Let's go, Devils.
I hope they win.
I hope so.
Friday, you got BC at number 18, Florida State. Jeffrey said there's no way BC beats Florida State. I agree. Then Saturday, you got Baylor at number 11, Oklahoma. Shocked Liam Wood's not playing for Baylor, so I don't see them doing anything. Mississippi State at number 1, Alabama.
That's going to be a rout.
Yeah. Number 16, West Virginia at Texas. Watch this game. I got Texas beating West Virginia in this game.
They could. If Charlie Strong wants to keep his job, he better win out. He better win out.
Then you got number 10, Penn State at Indiana. I got Indiana beating Penn State because they beat Michigan State earlier in the year. Number 9, Auburn at Georgia. Trap game. Be careful.
I like Auburn. Auburn is playing really good football right now. They've rediscovered the War Eagle way. Run the ball, run the option. Just run, baby.
Pittsburgh at number 2, Clemson. That should be a route. Clemson should win that game.
They should win that game.
Trap game here, Georgia Tech at number 14, Virginia Tech. I think Virginia Tech should win that game.
Virginia Tech should win that game.
Number 5, Ohio State at Maryland. That should be a blowout.
They should win that game.
Texas Tech at number 13, Oklahoma State. I think Oklahoma State should win that one, but Texas Tech, that offense.
Never know. Never know in the Big 12. Yep.
Number 24, LSU at 25, Arkansas.
That's a pick 'em.
I'm going to go with Arkansas. Last 2 years, they have beat LSU by 17 points both occasions. Number 20, USC at number 4, Washington. Washington's huge game.
This is Washington's big moment. They smack USC. USC is playing better ball, too. But they'll handle USC like they handled Stanford. Then it's no question that UW has shown why they are in the top four and they should remain in the top four because they'll win the Pac-12 conference championship game.
I'm going to go with USC to beat Washington. I think they pull off the upset and Washington follows out. Then number 3, Michigan at Iowa.
Come on now.
All right. I'm just seeing if you don't give him a chance. This could be a dog fight.
I can give him a chance not to get lose by 30, but they'll lose.
Real fast, Major League Baseball, we'll go through real fast. AL MVP finalists, Mookie Betts, Jose Altuve, and Mike Trout. Who wins?
Mookie got blessed by playing behind Big Poppy Ortiz, so he's got to see a lot of pitches. Jose Altuve is the best two-way player in the game. His defense at second base is unbelievable. He hits for average. He can hit with power. I'm going to go Jose Altuve, man.
I'm going to go Jose as well. Cy Young, Justin Verlander, Corey Kluber, or Rick Porcello from the Red Sox. That's the finalists.
Let's go Kluber. Corey Kluber.
Yeah, I'll go with Kluber. NHL. NL MVP finalists. Chris Bryant, Daniel Murphy, Corey Seager. Chris Bryant.
Corey Seager. Big season, deserves all the accolades, definitely will win National League Rookie of the Year, but we'll go Chris Bryant.
All right, Cy Young, Kyle Kendricks, Max Scherzer, or John Lester?
Max Scherzer, he led the league in wins and strikeouts. I don't know if you can give it to anybody else. I know Kendrick had a great ERA, but.
I'll give it to Max. Manager of the Year in the AL, Buck Showalter, Jeff Banister, Terry Francona.
Terry Francona. Who had Terry the Indians Francona. In the World Series?
No, I didn't. NL, Joe Madden, Dusty Baker, Dave Roberts.
No question. Joe Madden.
Dave Roberts.
Roberts had a hell of a job with all the injuries he dealt with, but Joe Madden just won the World Series.
For
108 year curse.
You know what, though? If you're going manager of the year, I'm going to give it to Roberts. Yeah. Here's why. He had the most injuries in Major League history. 28 different DL stints for players this year. Most of any team ever, and they still won the division, still made it to the NLCS, and, you know, I'll give it to him. But I know Joe Madden will win.
I mean,
I wouldn't be mad at Madden winning.
I mean, that team was expected to win the World Series when the season started. With all that expectation and pressure, 103 wins during the regular season, they won the World Series.
Yeah. But
so
I can see him winning, but I would give it Roberts because all the injuries he's had. Rookie of the Year. Gary Sanchez, Michael Fulmer, or Tyler Nguyen from Cleveland. Gary Sanchez.
You know I'm going on the Yankee.
NL rookie of the year, Corey Seager. Kenta Miata from the Dodgers, Trey Turner. Corey Seager. All right, so no as question. Long as we know. Braves signed 42-year-old R.A. Dickey. Yeah.
Why?
Don't know.
He can still throw that knuckleball, right?
He can still throw knuckleball. White Sox listening to offers for Todd Frazier. Astros working out for a trade for Yankees catcher Brian McCann.
Let's give him up.
Yep.
Can we have Jose Altuve?
No. Giants and Dodgers making a strong push for Rodas Chapman. They're both trying to get him.
No question.
And the Astros to pursue Miguel Cabrera or Edwin Encarnacion.
The Tigers put up pretty much their entire
Verlander lineup. Everybody.
You can have it. You want a Tiger? Let's go.
UFC 205, McGregor versus Alvarez. Who wins?
I think the notorious Conor McGregor comes through.
Nope.
You don't? No?
Nope.
Alvarez.
I got Alvarez, man. I'm tired of McGregor, man. That whole thing, him trying to throw the steel chair and everything else.
He's
horrible.
He is a PR machine.
Yeah. No, he
knows how to get.
He goes after wrestling and all this other stuff. He's just as staged as they are to me.
Listen,
that's how you get your money.
Dana White, and I agree with Dana on this. He said Conor is the best talker of all time.
Yeah,
even better than Ali. Even better than Muhammad Ali. I believe that.
Well, Ali would talk opponents out of their games and then would beat them in the ring.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if I'd go
that far. I said talker.
I give him credit. He's a heck of a talker.
Was a hell of a talker. Like Jordan was a hell of a talker. People don't talk about this enough. Michael Jordan would talk so much stuff to you on the court.
That's
man.
On the court, though. I'm talking about entertainer, like somebody tried to talk you out of it.
Okay.
All right, like Ali did. You know, Ali did it before the fight. Tyson did it. Jordan didn't stand on a news conference and really
talk.
You know
who the greatest talker of all time
is. Tyson really
is.
Didn't have to do it, though. He was just like, I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat you base. The Rock Johnson is the greatest talker of all time.
No.
Go ahead, hit it with him. Hit it with him.
Hit it with him. Who's the smack?
Who's the best talker of all time? Because we both agree it's not The Rock. Who is it?
I told you it was Conor.
No,
you talking about wrestling?
Yeah, because he's over here saying The Rock is the best talker.
I lay if the smack if down on your Rudy Poo candy asses, boots the asses.
I don't think it's The
Rock. Mr. Rudy Pebble shirt.
Who's the best?
I mean, I would say
Ric Flair.
It doesn't matter what you think.
I'd either say Ric Flair.
I would say Ric Flair.
Ric Flair was a good
talker. I'd say Ric Flair. If you want to go to CM Punk,
or
I'd say
Dusty
CM
Rhodes.
Punk.
CM Punk was a good talker.
CM Punk, Dusty Rhodes,
Dusty
Ric
Rhodes.
Flair. Yeah. All right, let's go into two words for you.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
I knew there was a reason we brought up wrestling. Russell Wilson addresses Cam Newton's officiating concerns. I love it. If I didn't want to get hit, I'd be playing tennis. Two words.
Sir, they get hit in tennis a lot.
I love it. Throw in shade. I love it.
Ooh.
Throw in shade's my two
Sit
words.
Sit down. Shut up.
What?
Mind your own business. I know that's one of the words, but. Get out of here, Russell. Ain't nobody talking about you.
You do.
Mr. Goodman Brand. Take your whack clothing line and everything else you do that's dumb.
You do know that's somewhere. How most of the other quarterbacks feel, though, about
We don't care.
I got
Stop hitting my quarterback.
Commissioner Goodell. There you go.
All right. I don't know what two words are.
That.
Rudy Poo, candy ass.
It's his fault.
Sit down.
Hornets move up to number 7 in the week 3 of the NBA power rankings.
About time.
Buzz City.
Damn it. Bust the move. Hey, they were on SportsCenter this week.
And no, give a shout out to them in the Spectrum Center. They did a hell of a job with the renovations in there. They moved the announcers off the court. To like the mid level where the suite level is, but they got like 3 screens in the corner and the big new screen in the center of the court. You can see everything from there,
you can
no matter where
it.
You're sitting.
Did you say two words?
Yeah, I said about time.
Okay. Zeke Elliott has the league's best-selling jersey. Wentz is number two. Dak is number five.
Really? Dak is number five?
Dak's number five.
Cowboy love.
You got to love it. What about them Cowboys?
How about them?
There you go.
How about them?
How about them?
Was it the un?
You got two words?
The unmovable object.
Like Jimmy Johnson. Ezekiel Jackson. Jimmy Johnson will go down in Cowboys fame just because of that one line. How about them Cowboys?
He won't.
He'll go down in Cowboys history because of those Super Bowl wins. That's the reason.
You sure?
Yeah. Falcons signed GM Thomas Dimitroff to a 3-year extension.
Smart move. I mean, he's revitalized their program.
Anything?
Eh.
Good move. Like your words. 2005 dunk champion and 12-year vet Josh Smith nearing a deal to play in China after no contract NBA came out.
Marbury to Smith. They're going to have the two dynamic duo, the new dynamic duo. Josh Smith, if $6 million a year in the NBA wasn't enough to feed your family, how is $1 million a year in China, a couple million dollars a year in China, going to be enough to feed your family?
I don't know, Chinese. Because
he'll sell those dollar shoes, man. He'll be all right.
Oh, yeah. You can get your new Josh. Get your Josh Smiths.
what brand is? Get your Josh Smith Pumas.
I don't.
Your Pumas will be out. Josh Smith. The reboot. There you go. All right, that's my two. The reboot.
I don't. What? I don't know Chinese. You don't know Josh. I'm just gonna say sayonara.
Oh God. Bud Black hired his new Rockies manager.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how come?
Why though?
Why does he keep getting jobs?
A manager that is sub 500 for his career got another job. He did nothing in San Diego. Now is the Rockies manager.
Good luck.
Last place, buddy. We know where you'll be for the next 5 years. All right. Friday's college basketball games on Veterans Day. Armed Forces Classic, Michigan State versus Arizona, Indiana versus Kansas. In case you don't know, every year on Veterans Day, they play on one of the ships throughout the country. I love it. I love this event. I think it's one of the best things college basketball has done in a long time.
Did they actually play on a ship?
They play on the ship, and they play with the uniforms, with the new jerseys and everything. That's Mr. Candlelight, another blue shirt. But what do you think? Two words.
Well done, because they've been doing it for years, and the kids get a chance to play on a freaking battleship. As a college kid, that would be so freaking fun to me, man. I get to go play ball on this huge battleship. Let's go. Aircraft carrier.
I mean, yeah, support veterans. That's how I feel about it.
You sunk my battleship.
That's a horrible thing. We're talking like this is awesome and everything else. And this guy over here, you sunk my battleship. Like, that's not.
When you're talking about battleship, I'm thinking, do I do it? No, I'm just kidding. That is a good three words, but still. Congrats, NCAA. You did something really
shame.
Good.
Shame. Shame on you.
I'm glad you brought up the NCAA because number one in the nation, Duke University, tips off Friday, November 11th. Make sure you check out Jason Tatum, Grayson Allen, and all the rest of the Duke superstars.
You absolutely want to check out Grayson Allen because he will definitely trip
somebody. He's going to trip a couple people.
He will trip somebody or hit somebody in the eye or do something during this game. If you really want to see a great NCAA basketball player, check out Dennis Smith. He will be the real deal.
Come on. We know Rock has a man crush on Grayson Allen. He loves him some Grayson Allen. He
stinks.
Hearts Grayson Allen.
Yeah. At my funeral, I will. Richard Sherman fined $9,000 for hit on Bills kicker Dan Carpenter during Monday night game.
Okay, you didn't find the officials. You didn't find the problem with the officials. Why the hell did you find Richard Sherman?
Corrupt NFL. That's my two.
I'm sick of it. Just sick of it.
Yep. You got any?
Roger Goodell again.
Fidel Goodell.
Goodell, yeah, huh?
As Poppy says on Pardon the Interruption. Highly questionable, excuse me.
I have a strong Fidel feeling Goodell. That they're going to have a tough time coming to terms in their next CBA deal, and there might be a work stoppage in the NFL.
You do understand what Trump said if he ever get elected. that one of his first moves to make sure Goodell gets gone. That would be a great move if he did.
I don't think he'll do it.
The owners love Roger Goodell.
Yeah. All right, let's go into Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
What's wrong with this? It goes in sync to
Love Boat. Soon we'll be making another run.
Love Boat. Do y'all have anything else?
As always, we want to say bon voyage to this week's episodes of BSS Carolina's The Breakdown Sports Show. As always, you can find us on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, on our Facebook page, the website. Here on Periscope every Thursday. Just come find us. Come listen. Because we love it. You love it.
Absolutely. You got anything else?
Celebrate.
Do you have anything?
That's it. Right. Yeah.
I got a couple real fast. Steph Curry's streak of made three-pointers snapped after 157 straight games.
That record will
against
never
the
be
Lakers.
Broken.
No. He went 0 for 10 against the Lakers. Bucks put running back Antoine Smith on IR. They just keep losing running backs. Indians will not make qualifying offers to Mike Napoli and Reggie Davis. Baylor suspends running back Shot Linwood for game versus Oklahoma. Niles Paul with Redskins on IR. Giants offensive line Justin Pugh out 3 to 4 weeks. John Jones suspended 1 year by USADA after panel rules on case.
This is crazy because we're
saying. Can you just go away?
We're saying bon voyage for people with injuries and losing jobs, and we're playing celebrate good times.
That song, isn't it? Hey, our interns got to do a better job there.
No, it's fine.
All right. All right, we'll play Sugar. Anyway, he's going to jail. I mean, hey, Sugar. John Jones was stripped of the light heavyweight championship.
That's wrong. That's, you can't just do that.
That was cold.
Better, right? That's better, right? We're not celebrating. Bucks put wide receiver Lewis Murphy on reserve pub list ending his season. Ryan Fitzpatrick is probably out against the Rams with a sprained MCL.
Who are they starting? Is it the Bryce Petty
Bryce
show?
Bryce Petty show.
Oh, I got to switch my picks then. The Rams will definitely win this game.
Three-time Pro Bowl defensive back Antron Roe announces his retirement after 11 seasons.
He had a good season, Super Absolutely. Bowl winner.
Ole Miss quarterback Chad Kelly out the rest of the season.
There you go, Kai.
Yeah.
That's the guy you want.
Kai won.
He will fall in the draft right to Los Bears.
Oh, yeah. He'll be dead last. All right. You guys got anything else?
As always.
I'm great.
Sports is life.
And, as always, follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Listen to our show every week. Share our show on Facebook, anything like that. Leave us comments and questions every week. And you can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.